live from the List Track Recording Studio. This is Email Marketing Today. Here are your hosts, Ross, Matt, and Brent.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 22 of Email Marketing Today. I'm Brent Schroyer, and with me here in the studio, we have Matt Elliott and Ross Kramer. How are you guys doing?
I am just doing absolutely fantastic, Brent.
Great day, Brent.
We had a pretty good week here at List Track, a pretty huge week for us. Big launch day. List Track Conductor, our event-triggered messaging system, in the works for years now in development, and we had a big launch day this week, so we're all excited here. And we're excited to see what our customers are doing with our conversations and kind of seeing the early adopters in there and creating their conversations.
The few, the proud, and the brave, the folks that are in there creating conversations, making it happen. So far, the feedback has been great. I reached out to a couple of customers today that have enabled the feature, and the feedback's been really stellar.
And if you don't really know what we're talking about here, want to check it out, if you go out to listtrack.com/conductor, or you can just click through from our homepage, you can actually click through there and sign up to join a conductor conversation. It's actually an educational series, 10 videos that we've set up. But what's really neat about it is you're actually in a conductor conversation, and we show you in those emails where you're at in the conversation. So it kind of helps you understand what's going on as you kind of participate in it. So definitely check that out, sign up, and take a look.
It's really an amazingly powerful tool, and this is going to sound a little salesy, but the idea is I was just down in Baltimore at Etail East, and a lot of the presentations were about multi-channel marketing and really how to integrate events that are occurring on your website and in your social space and everything else and getting them into your email marketing stream. And the presenters were like the PetSmarts of the world and the Sears of the world. Really big brands with very large marketing budgets and a lot of deep resources that they can invest in these types of products. And nothing else on the market is going to touch Conductor in terms of its capability at its price point. And we had a lot of mid-market companies out there going, that sounds wonderful. We'd love to do that. We cannot afford to do that. It's just out of our price range when you look at what tools these companies are using and what they cost. And it's like, ding, 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 you know, here, List Track is putting out a product now, Conductor, that's going to enable, you know, your mid-market companies to do just what these very large brands are doing.
And it's unfortunate that this podcast is just an audio form, because the real value, the real beauty of Conductor is in its visual display.
Yeah, definitely.
And the fact that you've got the workflow tool that's completely visual. We were just talking, you know, a couple of minutes ago about one of our clients that will be able to decrease his cost of coders. He's got coders that are kind of doing event-triggered messaging now using our API, and he's got to pay these guys, you know, whatever, to you know, code up the event ETM via the API. Now he's going to be able to use our visual editor to do it. So that's the cool thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, we really tried to break it down into, you know, the five big elements of a conversation, and you know, the ease of using that kind of whiteboard interface, and just the power of the power of the system is just amazing.
And some of the things that you can do that we were talking about down at Etail, and things that are very interesting to people, are like shopping cart abandonment programs, welcome series conversations, any kind of transactional messaging. Really being able to tie your messaging together and to the key word and what everyone loves to hear is automate, automate, automate. And you're talking about a resource-constrained community now that with automated tools can do really powerful messaging at a much lower cost.
If you're selling a consumable, something that's replenishable, Conductor is a slam dunk, because you can automate the follow-up of that consumable. So if you've got a warranty or a subscription service or something like that, you can use Conductor to set up all of your reminder messages. Then you can, you know, whether you can fork it and say, thanks for signing up, or you can say, you're now expired, come back, come back, come back.
A replenishable CPG, if you've got, you know, hair supplies or other things that people are reusing over time.
I think what goes even beyond kind of those examples is you can now then take behavioral action. So, you know, based on those emails that go out for the replenishables, based on them clicking on a specific link, send them down a new conversation path. So you can continue to kind of expand out that experience beyond just kind of that initial email.
And to go back to what you were originally saying, Matt, the promise of Conductor is that it now puts advanced technology in the hands of mid-market companies at a price that you can afford. You know, we're talking about really, I think at our MSRP is $0.03 per email through Conductor with, if you've got a pro account, no additional fees. And so that's really great.
And of course, it's volume discounting. So depending on where you're at with it, there's some other options. If you're really going to take advantage of it and send out a lot more emails, there's additional pricing options. So real salesy, it sounds a little salesy, but we're just really excited about it because having been in the market for a while and been in the industry for a while, it's really been a tease for a lot of companies to want to be able to do these kinds of things and not be able to afford it. And it's been a tease on our own end to know that this has been needed, but we wanted to make sure we put together the right product for it. And we've done that. And you'll have to come out and see it to know that.
And for any existing customers listening, there's also 500 free messages included with your account. So no excuse to, you know, get in there and test and, you know, experiment a little bit with your own internal list and set up some conversations.
Absolutely. And what was really neat about it was being able to do this week, and Megan did put a thing in front of my face, and that's a great reminder that we are now podcasting for the first time from our new building.
That's right.
And that was another exciting moment. Last Friday we moved in, the Friday before that we had moved into our new building, and this is the first podcast that has been recorded in it, and we're excited about the growth that we've experienced and just will allow us to continue to grow.
Yeah, beautiful new building.
Yeah, we're in after 6 months of from signing the papers to buy the place to the build out. We are in, still doing a couple of things. For example, they were installing a whiteboard in the office beside us, so we had to postpone the podcast for a little bit.
And if you are in the area, if you're a local to Lititz, Pennsylvania, Lancaster County, we are having an open house and the official ribbon cutting.
August 19th.
A time on that?
4:00 in the afternoon, and there's like a little reception afterwards, so it's like 4 to 6 or 6:30, I believe. And
there'll be wine and hors d'oeuvres and things like that here.
Absolutely, and we're just encouraging anyone to come out and see what we're all about. If you haven't visited our site before, here's a great opportunity to come meet the team behind ListTrack.
August 19th, 4:00.
Be there or be round.
We've got a baseball game tonight. Lancaster Barnstormers. It's right. Sort of our Conductor launch party, ish type of thing that the team will be going to.
You got a suite rented out for that, so that's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no doubt. The Lancaster Barnstormers, great addition to Lancaster, PA. Something, a little slice of the metropolitan stuff that folks in larger metro areas get to do more of.
And I imagine at some point it's gonna be a really great marketing case study. Because that team was just that whole process between the building of the stadium and the bringing in of the team and continually to fill a stadium in an economy that's really struggling. They're a really great marketing testimony. And anyone who wants to go, you know, you can visit their website. It's the Lancaster Barnstormers. I'm not sure if it's LancasterBarnstormers.com or not, but you can Google them and find them. But you can just follow their marketing. And speaking of marketing and really impactful marketing, we had an amazing webinar this past Wednesday with David Meerman Scott.
And I was going to say, Matt, do you think that they got millions of people to spread their ideas and tell their stories?
They did, and they hit all the different channels, and they did a lot of things. And David just, I mean, I'm sure there were a lot of marketers on that webinar that were kind of like falling back in their chair and going,
yeah,
wow, because he had some real deviations from what are commonly known best practices in marketing. And he's basically saying, you've got to throw out a lot of the old ideals and ideas and there's a whole new way of marketing now.
It was a great webinar. And if you did miss it, we were able to record this webinar and it's available on demand on the website. So you can go out there and check it out. But definitely worth the hour's time. One of the best webinars I've seen in a while.
Yeah, we say that a lot. Great webinar.
We do, but
go
this was really good.
This one was really good. Yeah, he's a great speaker, and he's obviously done this before.
And some real revolutionary ideas and a real good understanding of what's happening in the marketplace and in the marketing place. Well, I said marketing twice there, but that's just how energized I came out of that webinar and trying to explain and understand and help customers understand where this multi-channel marketing with the social and the community and the power of the is in the consumer now and how you have to now manage your marketing and your messaging on that is just, you just have to see the webinar to understand what he had to say.
And you'd have to see a picture of how Brent's office is laid out here to see what I've been up to. But I was just looking at, Brent's got a little laptop set up here that Matt and I get to use to research stuff that we talk about. But I was logged into our ListTrack account looking at Brent's conversation, this sort of welcome conversation, welcome to Conductor conversation.
Educational series.
The educational series that you're doing. And I just saw the thing, what started on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
We've sent how many messages so far?
About 2,500 went out with the initial launch.
But how many Conductor messages have been sent within the conversation so far? Two or three? Three.
Three have been sent. Yep.
And of those three, we've got an aggregate of 17% click-through rate so far. We don't see that normally on our regular sort of batch and blast campaigns. So a little teaser for any customers that are listening to tune in. And the cool thing about that is you're seeing your stats rolled up so you can see the aggregate opens, reads, clicks of the whole campaign, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really neat to see people move forward there because it's a scheduled educational series. So every 24 hours, a new message is going to go out. But also in each one of those messages, we have two links. One link is, I don't want to wait 24 hours. Send me the next message now. Or I want to get out of the conversation. I don't have time, which takes them down to one less message where they can download all the videos online. But it's really neat to see the people that are really engaged and moving forward at an advanced speed. That, you know, I don't want to wait 24 hours. Send me the next one now. And to really see those contacts that really want to just keep going through the conversation and have those contacts, you know, segmented out.
And one of the things you can see is the longer they stay in the conversation, actually the higher the open and click-through rates are because the more engaged they are. And I guarantee you there's going to be a wealth of case studies and additional data that's going to drive out of the various conversations and utilizations of ListTrack Conductor for people to really get a handle as to what it means to them as a marketing tool.
So Matt, last week when you were at ETEL here, any other nuggets of information that came out of ETEL that you'd like to share?
Well, I shared the one of the big ones, and that was, you know, the fact that you have huge brands presenting to a varied audience that doesn't have the resources that they have. And so there was a lot of conversation about that, a lot of conversation around the social media space and how do you monetize it and how do you promote? Do you promote in Facebook? Do you promote in Twitter? Where do you drive your promotions?
Not today, you don't.
Not today, yeah. You don't.
And that's an interesting one. Twitter was down today, yep. All day long. Denial service.
Is it still down?
Well, they'd been hit with a big spam attack, and they may have taken themselves down because they were hit with a big account and security breach yesterday, and like over 2,000 accounts were compromised, and they may have taken themselves down to do some security updates, but. But yeah, there is a lot of question marks around, you know, everyone knows now about social and web 2.0 stuff, but the question still is, how do you monetize it? How do you use that channel for your marketing? And, you know, right now it's still very relational, community building, brand awareness. And are you using Twitter and Facebook to drive people to your email list so that you can then promote to them through that? And that seems to be the common glue right now. And so a lot of conversations around that. And then also a lot of conversations between the multi-channel integration, bringing the website, all the offline, everything in together. And a lot of it is centers around the analytics that are available out there now, you know, and the data, the rich data that's out there. And the challenge that the mid-market companies are looking at is, we know we have that data, we just don't really have a tool to access it and capitalize on it and, you know, digest it and analyze it and then turn it around.
Give into, it actionable data.
Yeah, and turn it into intelligence. Right now, it's just data.
Right.
And until you can actually, like, put something around it and make intelligence out of it and make it actionable, it's very frustrating for them. And so that's one of the reasons we're excited about Conductor, because we're going to, you know, make some things available that aren't available. But there's also other opportunities in that space. But, yeah, ETAIL is a great show. Lots of attendees and a lot of great conversations going on down there. And some real what was nice to see was that there's some real hope and momentum now with the economy again, too. You know, there's some realists out there that's like, well, it hasn't turned around, but it's turning around. And that was a good sign. You know, the folks that, you know, that were running ETAIL were happy to see the attendees that they did have. And it's a good sign that things seem to be on the upswing.
We have another webinar coming up here on August 19th with Jason Falls, The Marketing of Unmarketing. And he's going to be talking a little bit about communicating with your customers with honesty, transparency, and humility, something that David Meerman Scott also covered. And, you know, getting over the fear aspect, getting over the fear and really being transparent with your communications with your customers.
And that's another conversation we had down there. And the real point behind that is authenticity. If you're only publishing the good stuff, if you're only, you know, if you're moderating to death all the comments about what's out there, you're not really recognizing the fact that, you know, not everybody's going to be pleased with your product or your service, but there's opportunity in that to grow. And,
yeah,
you know, you look at Dell's example. When Dell first started a blog and they let people start blogging about them, there was a lot of negative blog posts made to Dell and a lot of backlash against Dell. And so they were basically like over moderating it and really trying to like skim it out of there. And it created more backlash about the big brother aspect of Dell coming to shut down the voice of the consumer. And they learned from that and they turned around and now they have employees out there tweeting and blogging and they're responding and using it as a customer service tool now. And that's just an example of, you know, what you can do with it. And
yeah.
We're going to learn more about that from Jason.
I like David's comment. You know, there are already people talking negatively about you, period. There just are. It's out there somewhere. So why not humanize yourself? Why not humanize your business and allow this, you know, allow that human communication and get over the fear?
Absolutely.
We humanized our dress code this month.
August is shorts month.
That's right.
Let's try.
Which is interesting because this has been like the summer of no summer. I don't think it's cracked 90 yet here in lower central Pennsylvania.
We're getting close in Brent's office right now.
Yeah, we're getting close in here. But I mean, it's another 75 degree day in the middle of August. It's like, where did summer go? I guess it's out west. So all of our podcast listeners out in Seattle and, you know, we feel your pain out there. Sitting out there in the hundreds, and I just got back from Key Largo, and it was 95 and humid down there, but we've been very fortunate up here. We're having a pretty mild and enjoyable summer, so.
I hope that means a lot of snow this winter.
We'll see.
Matt's shaking her head. What else is going on, Brent?
I think that's all I had here on the list today. Do you guys have anything else to add?
That's it for me.
I believe that's it for us for now.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us here today, and we'll talk to you next time.
See you then.
Bye-bye.
Take care.